So we should be thinking a little bit about the Avodas Yom Kippurim. It's a very important part of the Machzer. We do in Shal Parm Sfaseinu. We go through the Piyut that goes through the Seder Avoda. I just want to talk a little bit about one aspect of Avodas Yom Kippurim, namely the Sar Lazazel. It's a very unique type of an Avoda that we don't find anywhere else of this magnitude. The Rambam, in the beginning of Avodas Yom HaKippurim, gives you a summation of all the karbanos that are brought. So we'll read that halacha, perek aleph, halacha aleph. B'yom hatzom akrivim tamid b'shachar, b'tamid ben harbayim, kiseder kol yom b'yom, that's two karbanos already. U'makrivim musaf hayom par v'ayel b'shiva kvasim, so that's another nine, right? So far we're at 11. That's what the musaf says, one par, one ayel, seven kvasim, similar to what we had in Rosh Hashanah as well. Kuan Olos. Besoyer Chatas Anase Bachutz. That's also, we have it, right? As part of the Musafin, Asar Nase Bachutz. Behu Necha Le'erev. So that gives us over 10 Karbanos. The oath, you have again, the two Tmidim and the eight Karbanos that we just mentioned of the Musaf. I'm sorry, you have Parva Ayel B'Shiva Kvasim is... And the Sayer is 10, and then 2 is 12, right? 12 so far, right? The Od Makriven Yeser al Musaf Zer, Par Ben Bakar Lechatas, Vuhu Nisraf, that's the Par Chatas of the Kohen Gadol that gets burnt, the Ayel Ola of the Kohen Gadol, Lushnea Mishal Kohen Gadol, the Ayel Haba Mishal Tzibur, it says in the Pasuk Nachrimos that you bring from Adas Bnei Yisrael an Ayel, so he goes according to the Tana, that it's the same ayel as the Musaf, that's Machokis Tanoim. The Ram Paskins, the ayel haba mishal tzibur ha'omer pashas achrimos, hu ha'ayel ha'omer v'chumash ha'pikudi b'chal ha'musaf hu ha'nikva el ha'am. So now we're at what? We're at 14, right? The par and the ayel of the Kohen Gadol. And we already covered the other ayel. V'od mevi'in mishal tzibur shnei si'irei izin. Now there's an additional two karbanos Mishal Tzibor, Shnei Se'irei Izin, Echad Karev Chatos, Vehu Nisraf, that the Soyer Lashem, that's burnt, Vasheni Soyer HaMishtaleach. So how many would you get if you're counting now?
16.
Continues the Rambam, Nimtzu Ko Behemos HaKrevin B'Yom Zeh Chamisha Aser. Very good. Okay. Shnei Tmidim, Upar, Ushnei Eilim, V'Shiva Kvasim, Kuan Olos, Ushnei Seirim Chatas Echad Nase Bachutz V'Nechal Erev V'Asheni Nase Bifnim V'Nisraf U'Par Kohen Gadol L'Chatas V'Nisraf. And you're right. And that's what the Lecha Mishnah immediately points out. When the Ram makes the Cheshbon, he says 15, because obviously he's not counting Sar Mishtalech. The Sar Mishtalech is not considered a carbon. So this is a major discussion. A lot of Makoros to go through all kinds of aspects of Sar Mishtalech. It's not a carbon, but it is a carbon. There's all kinds of halachas that are discussed. Can it be a trefa? Can it be a balmum? I mean, there are halachas that seem to suggest that there is a semi-status of carbon. Now, you do an avoda of some kind with sar mishtaleach. You do hagrala first to determine which sar is Hashem, which is Gazazel. So they have to both have a certain kashrus to be subject to the goro, right? Then you have a vidui that the Kohen Gadol does on the Soyer Lazazel, that's the vidui for Klal Yisrael's Averos. And then there's the sending off the Soyer Lazazel through the Yad Ish Iti, and it goes out to the Midbar and it gets shoved down the cliff. There's just to give you a sense of a tease about this whole question, whether it's considered a carbon or not, there's a lot of Makoros on this, but the Rambam Nice Karbanos. The Machokas Rambam and the Raivit. So the Rambam has here the following halacha. The din is that Shchutei Chutz is a Vera with Karis. You know, if you shech the carbon b'chutz. But it has to be Ra'ui Lefnim. In order to be Chayiv for Shchutei Chutz, it has to be, the halacha is, we went up to Sukkim, has to be Ra'ui to be brought Lefnim. So the Rambam paskins the following in Maisa Karbanos. Yud Ches Yud Aleph. Shnei Seirei Yom HaKippurim Sheshachtam Bachutz. Yeshachta the Shnei Seirim, they already determined what is what. you shech them outside. Im atzelo hisvad aleihem, if it was before the vidui, chayiv kares al shneim. Hoa uvruyin lavo lefnei Hashem levidui. That's called ro'oy lavo lefnei Hashem. For what? For vidui. Now, the third lashir. Vim achas is vade, pater ala mishtaleach, shere in a ro'oy lavo lefnei Hashem. That's the Rambam. The Ravid jumps on the Rambam. He brings a Gemara in Yuma, Samach Beis, that says that the basis is ho'o ru'uyim l'sor ha'nasi b'chutz. It's totally in the Hagrola. Atzelo Higriel, both of these Kabbanas could potentially have been the other Sawyer, the Sawyer of the Musaf. And therefore, it's subject to Shchuti Chutz. But after Hagrola, Misha Higriel, Chayiv only Al Shoshen, because that's Roy Lefnim, Upater Al Shal Azazel, Alma Afil Kodem Shes Vada. So you see from the Gemara in Yuma that he quotes Samach Beis, even before the Vidui of the Sawyer Mishtaleach, Kevin Shehigrio, Va'ala Olav Agora Lazazel, Potter Olav Bachutz. Afapish Osig Les Vados Olav, She'ain Ro'i Lavo Pesach Olamoed. Ve'ein Miuchad Lashem. There's no way that it could become a carbon. It could only have a vidli done on it. El Shehi Roy was Vigal Akhtara. That couldn't happen anymore. So the Rambam, again, have to know the Mokka for the Rambam. Could be the Ram had another Gemara that he relied on, but the Ram is telling us that the possibility of having the vidui done on the Sarah HaMishtaleach is enough to be viewed as Ro'i Lefnim. That means that you're viewing the vidui as the status of a carbon, and having that ability to do the vidui on the Sarah HaMishtaleach Lefnim makes it Chayef HaShchut Yichutz because it's Ro'i Lefnim. So there's a Rav Chaim on this, who wants to explain where the Ram got it from. The Rav also has in the Sefer Hagram VeHagrid, which is a combination of Inyanim of the Rav and his father. I think I have it here. I don't have it here. I don't remember. Okay, either way, it's good. They also developed the same idea as Rav Chaim. He wants to say, the Rav wants to say, just having it in the Azara for the pure time that it's in the Azara. It's Alach HaYamat Chai, it's there. That gives it a certain status of a carbon. Now, at some point, Chaim himself acknowledges, the status of carbon lifts from the Sar HaMishtaleach. For Rav Chaim, once you do the vidui, it loses its status of carbon. Now it's a different halacha. You're sending it to the Azazel, a different halacha. Okay, but in the Indian, a couple of other things related to Sar HaMishtaleach that's very unique. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Teshuva, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. He's talking about basic yisodas of tshuva, tells you, establishes the halacha to do tshuva for all kinds of averis. Halacha beis, sorry hamishtaleach, lefi shehu kapara al kol Yisrael, it's a kapara for everybody, kohen gadol misvada olav al lashon kol Yisrael. There's a vidui the kohen gadol does on it, on behalf of everybody. Shenema misvada olav es karavonos b'nei Yisrael. Sorry hamishtaleach, mechaper al kol averis shibatora, hakalus vachamuros. The Ram says that the Sar HaMishtaleach gives a kapara for all averos, whether considered kalos or chamuros, different categories. Ben shavah bezadon, ben shavah b'shgagra, ben shahodalo, ben shlohodalo. Hakom is kapir b'Sar HaMishtaleach. V'hu sha'asa tshuva. Vard is tshuva as well. Avo imlo asa tshuva. Without tshuva, says the Ram something interesting. Ein asar mechaber lo el ala kalos. The Rambam has a unique shita, and again, it's problematic from the Gemara, but the Rambam's words are that Sar HaMishtaleach can still be mechaper without tshuva for kalos. Umahein hakalos, mahein hachamuros, chamuros shechayavno lehem misos beis din okaris, that's called chamuros, and also shvuas shavah sheker, also considered chamuros. Shar mitzvos lo sasei, umitzvos sasei, she'en bem karis heim hakalos. So the Rambam gives you this idea, this unique kapar of Sar HaMishtaleach for all averis with tshuva and for kalos even without tshuva, and he defines kalos as he defines it. The Rav has a very interesting idea in connection to this Rambam. Again, there could be kashas on it from the sugya, but just the basic idea is, how could it be tshuva, how could it be kapar without tshuva? Now, there is a sheet of Rabbi like that, but how do we understand that? The Rambam is saying that Sar HaMishtaleach serves also for a kapar without tshuva. So he says, the Lashon Rambam is a giveaway in the beginning. The Rambam starts by saying, Sar HaMishtaleach l'fishu kapara al kol Yisrael. So the idea is that there's a tshuva, there's a kapara that can be viewed as an individual kapara, for individual chatayim, for individual people. Then it could be a kapara kralis, for Kal Yisrael. To the extent that a person is shaykh to the larger entity of Kal Yisrael, the collective reality of Kal Yisrael, they get a kapara via Kal Yisrael. And therefore, Sar Mishtalech is such a karban that represents a kapara for Kal Yisrael, and therefore, it's mechaper for all averes kalos and chamura, kalos that is, but not, for example, karis and misas based in. Why? Because by definition, these averos that make a person disassociated, divorce a person from this connection to Kal Yisrael. That's what karis means, that he's not shaykh, nechzim tocha kahal. And the, as far as shuas shav, that's a shuas sheker, it's because it's a special xeris hakos, of lo yinak Hashem, you can't have a kapara. But the basic idea of the Rambam is that there's a kapara in general for Sarah Mishtaleach of Klal Yisrael. Now, something very interesting. You have a Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Yud Gimel. There's a Tosas there on what the Gemara talks about. The Gemara asks a question. According to Rebbe, Rebbe holds that there's a cup. We don't hold like Rebbe. We hold you need tshuva on Yom Kippur. But Rebbe holds Yom Kippur is mechaper without tshuva. So the Gemara asks, how could you have kuris for an avera that you do on Yom Kippur? After all, Yom Kippur is mechaper anyway. So Gemara says, I'll give you some examples. Alam alam eshkachas la. Avad b'le'eluya umis. T'lo asa yamama d'kipuchi purilei. He could have it. He did there at night, and then they did. He never lived through to the morning. But he might say, okay, but karas yamama, Rebbe, let's what about karas by day? How could the person do avera, get karas for avera Yom Kippur, malacha or achila, if it's by day? Well, so I tell you why. The achal umtsa v'chanke umis. Inami the achal samach l'shkia sachama the labishol sechipurule. He ate right before the end of the day. Mtseis hayom, so there was no second of the day that was mechaper for him. So that's the Gemara. So one of the examples was avad samach l'shkia sachama. So Tosus asks Akasha here. What about the following scenario? The Sawyer was sent out at some point during the day as part of the Avodas Hayom. So let's say the Avera was done after Sar Mishtaleach was sent out. So now you have potentially Kares for Rebbe. Why not a simple answer to the Gemara's Kasha? Avol Achas Shiluach Sawyer Lo Matzi Lukmei. Shehu mechaper kol hayom. Aye, v'af agav d'mashmo le'il d'ein kabonis mechaper al averus shel achar kach afil bo v'yom. The Gemara talks about the various se'irim that a mechaper for tumas mikdash v'kadashav, and the Gemara says that if there's an avera of tumas mikdash v'kadashav that happens subsequent to the akrava of the carbon, then there won't be kapara because the carbon was already brought. So it says that's true over there. However, shayni sari mishtalech. Tosis is saying that the kapar of Sar Mishtaleach allows for the kapar to be chal even after the service was fulfilled and performed with Sar Mishtaleach. What's the pshat? So the Rav has a few pieces on Sar Mishtaleach in the Hari Kedem. I'll take a little bit from there. I read you before about the kapara klalis of Klal Yisrael Siman Ayin Vav. I'll read you now from Siman Ayin Hey, from this Tosis that we just quoted. Shani Sar Mishtaleach. Question of Tosis is Dichsiv Dei Kivayom Azei Chaper Aleichem. What kind of words is that? Dichsiv Dei. What is it? Kivayom Azei Chaper. What's that referring to? Yom Kippur. Itzumo Shel Yom. So even today we have no Sar Mishtaleach. We have the Day of Yom Kippur. So what's Tosis talking about? Then he has another kasha. The beginning of the Masechta of Shavuos, there's a Machlokes Tanoim about the kapara of the Kohanim. The Kohanim have the kapara of the par of Kohen Gadol. He was a mispadet for himself and also his whole family and all Echav HaKohanim. But is that specifically the Viduis of Tumas Mikdash VeKadashav? But Shar Averos, they're also part of Sar Mishtaleach? Or, according to one Shita, one Tana, Rav Shimon, the Lashon of the Mishnah is, Kishem Shadam HaSoyer Hanasa Bifnim Mechapa Al Yisrael Kach Dam HaPor Mechapa Al Kohanim Kishem Shavidu Yoy Shosar Mishtaleach Mechapa Al Yisrael For all Averis Kach viduyo shapar mechaper la kohanim. According to Rav Shimon, you have to work out the machlokas why he comes out that he does, but he says that the kapar of kohanim is not for mishtalech. The kapar of the kohanim is what? In the vidui of the par, for all the avos. That's Rav Shimon's shita. The Rav takes for granted that the kapara of the par could not exist after the hakrava. Whatever it is that's mechaper in the par, it has to be the avera happened before. And here he's equating the kapara of Sar Mishtalech for Kol Yisrael, Rav Shimon says, with the kapara of the sari of the par for the Kohanim. And for sure, the kapara of the Kohanim is only what was done before. So the Rav says there's two dinim in the kapara of the Sar Mishtalech. Number one is a kaparas penim, like other kabanos, and that's through the vidui. And that's obviously only mechaper for what was before, like all kabanos, not for what happened afterwards. Then there's a new halacha, a new din. V'nasa asar lav eskavo nosa meleretz gezeira kaporas chutz, and that's what you see. But the lashon shel zahoris would turn white, and that's a different halacha, and that's what Tosfos is discussing, and that's synonymous with kapara of Yom Kippur itself. The kapara of the sar, that's a second halacha. The kaporas chutz, that's the same kapara as Yom Kippur. Today we don't have the sar, we have just Yom Kippur. But when they had the Sayer, that kapara of Yom Kippur was inherent in the Sayer, but a separate component of the kapara. The kapara of Chutz was a kapara of Itzumu Shoyom. And in that regard, Rav Shimon doesn't argue. When Rav Shimon is talking about the fact that the Kohanim don't get kapara of Sar Mishtalech, they get from the par, the vidui of the par, they're talking about the kapara's pnim. There's halacha of vidui of the Sayer, which is mechaper in one regard, and a bechina of kaparas pinim, and that's only for what was already. And for that, the Kohanim, according to Rav Shimon, have the other vidui, the par. It's another halacha where everyone is included, and that's what Tosfos is referring to. That's the kapara that can even come afterwards because it's kapara of the day. Okay. One more inyan on Sar Mishtalech, which is also from the Rav in a few different places, and that is, we know that the Kohen Gadol did the Avodas Hayom. It was all on him. Now, the Pesukim tell us that a few times, v'shilach, they sent the Sayer out, v'yad ish iti, v'shilach v'yad ish iti yamidbara. A few times the Lashna Pasuk says, v'shilach is ha-sayer ba-midbar. More darshan, each time it says another time, v'shilach, v'shilach. But you see something very interesting, that the role of the Kohen Gadol, just like he did various avodos of the day, so there's a din that the Kohen Gadol had a responsibility to send out the Sayer Lazazel. It's part of his avoda. There's a few Russian Rambams that are very, very much revealing in this regard. Let me read a few of them. The Rambam in Avodah Yom Kippurim. First of all, the Rav is Medayik, all these Lishonos. The Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. So he's talking about the whole Seder Avoda. He says, "Umoser hasoyer lemishalech osu lazazel." Lashon Rambam. Umoser hasoyer lemishalech. That's in Perek Beis Halacha Beis. Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin and Halacha Ches. He's describing the Sar Mishtalech. He says, "Halacha Zayin, the ko achakach mishalech es hasoyer achai biyat yish hamuchan lalicha lamidbar." Mishalech, the Kohen Gadol. Once the Sar got to the Midbar, the Kohen Gadol now could go to Ezra's Nashim and read, he read Kriyas HaTorah. There's a Gemara in Yuma, Ayin Aleph, I think, that the next day after Yom Kippur, the Ish Iti met up with the Kohen Gadol and he reported to him. What did he say? Mishalech matzo b'shuk b'kohen gadol. The mishalech, the one who took out the Sar Lazazel, met the kohen gadol b'shuk. Omer lo, if he met him in the shuk, he would say, "Ishi kohen gadol, asinu shlichusecha." We've done the mission. We've done it. Mitzo b'deiso. Interesting. If he found him not berabim publicly, he has a different lesson. Amo mechayi chayim, Asinu Shlichusa. That's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why does it change? If he met him, Beradim, he says, Asinu Shlichusecha. If he met him privately, then he's Miyachis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mechaim, Mechaim, Asinu Shlichusa. It's Machokis Rashi and the Masha to understand this. Rashi learns, Mitzvah Bashuk, Mechado Lefnei Abrios. It's a nice shout out for the Kohen Gadol to get the credit. So in front of other people, he says, Ishi Kohen Gadol, I did what you wanted. I did your shlichus. But if it was done privately, you don't have to mechabit him. No one else around. Mechai chayim hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu asinu shlichusam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shlichus. Ultimately, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu shlichus. But it's the Kohen Gadol is mitzuvah to be moser to the shi'iti. The Masha has a different pshat. I think I copied it. Masha learns Pirush Rashi b'shuk mechadof ne'abrios u'dachuk laniach kvod hamakom b'shuk b'shem kodesh kohen gadol. So what? More important is kohen gadol's kavod and not Hashem's kavod. So what? If it's b'shuk, you're not going to say shulchusov HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he said near lefarish gam b'shuk ha'yroi she'idaber she'asakein b'shichas hamakom. You really should have said in the shuk also shulchusov HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechai chayim Hashem. Because it's like in the shuk, so then you don't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you say I did your shlichus. Then he says, why is mechai agav? Much mechai chayim. We always say mechai mesim. Much mechai chayim. Mechai chayim. Nearer the farish, she'asinu shlichuso lohamis hachay, to kill the live animal. The Hanitzar Mishtaleach. It says yomad chay, and through that came the kapara. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mechai HaChayim Shelo Yavo Lidei Misa. So that's the idea of Tzor Mishtaleach. That's why you call HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Mechai HaChayim. But this is an important nekuda that the Kohen Gadol had this achrayis to be Moser the Ish Iti, the Tzor Mishtaleach. Just to read a little bit from there's a special kuntres of the Rav Avodas Yom HaKippurim. So in the Mesaro Misha Hayim Olicho, Mashma shekohen gadol hutzlach limsor ba'ofen ishi es asar l'mishaleach kach kemat mefurish b'ramban, the various rambans that we read. Etzem hashiluach was mechel mechovas hakohen gadol the shilach biyad ishi iti amidbara. And he says based on this I understand the following gemara. Ish iti, the gemara says afilu betuma drasha. Ish iti afilu betuma. What's the chidush? What's the pshat? Shem nitma mishalcho nitma nichnas tamei la'azar mishalcho. He can enter into the tumah, into the azara, special heter. Why does he have to enter the azara? He can take the sire outside. Special heter to enter the azara betumah. He'll stand outside, and they'll bring this. Someone will bring the sire azaza to him. Based on this, no. He has to be a shliach of the Kohen Gadol. He has to be appointed by the Kohen Gadol to mekabel the sire. And therefore, the Kohen Gadol was stationed in the Azara. He's not to leave. He's doing the Avodah all day in the Azara. So therefore, it's a special heter for the Meshalech HaSasar Lazazel, the Ish Iti, to enter the Azara, to become the formal Shriach of the Kohen Gadol. And the issue is topic based on this, Ha'im Efshel L'Shalech HaSasar B'yad Mish Eino Bar Shlichus. Ad Kedei Kach, the Rav has a suffix. If it's not, he's not a Bar Shlichus, could it be Roi for this Inyan? But you see from this Gemara, even though it's the Kohen Gadol, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu too. And that's, just to end with this, the Ramban in Chumash, I didn't bring it down, but you look at the Ramban in Achrimos, the whole Inyan of Sola Zazah is so paradoxical. What exactly does it mean? It's a carbon, it's not a carbon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, send it down to the Azazel. But the Ramban explains that it's, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm telling you, it's not you're giving something to the Shadim or whatever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I am telling you to give Shochad, so to speak, to the Samoyal, to the forces of evil, to the Kochas HaTumah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one saying to do it, so ultimately it gets traced back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that, the reason why the Umus HaOlam would be mocking Klal Yisrael for Sar Lazazel, because it looks like we're pagan. The pagan worship. We're worshiping, we're sending his carbon out to the Eretz Gezerah. The Ramban is Marech to say, no, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I want you to do this. Sar Hashem, I want you to send the other Sar Lazazel, but I'm telling you to do it. So ultimately, it traces back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what you see in terms of the Avodah Shem HaKippurim is, halachically speaking, the Kohen Gadol represents the one doing the Avodah. he's sending it off, but ultimately you see that the report back could have been reported either as asinu shichu secha, or in a different situation, right, asinu shichu of the machaycha. Okay, Rabbi Osai, have a good Shabbos. And machsim etova. It's Hashem, we should make the most of these days of Yimei Ratzon, Sesh Mitzvah.